Pleasant evening, everyone. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting to you live from the UBC campus, which is located on the unceded, territorial, and
traditional
lands of the Musqueam people. Sorry, it's been a long, long day. But instead of training time today, we're actually going to do a review of Shindig, which is our annual Battle of the Bands. And the first night was actually last night, where we had four bands at Red Gate Art Society.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those bands were The Exit Strategy, Cherry and the Cherubs,
Floating Faces,
and Seeing Gray. And it was a great start to the Shindig season.
Yeah. A lot of people actually showed up, despite it being a Tuesday evening, which was awesome. Next, we have three more weeks left and then a finale, right?
Yeah. So every Tuesday this month, for the rest of the month, there'll be four bands playing at Red Gate every Tuesday night. And then of the 16 bands overall, we're going to pick four bands to compete in the finale, which is on December 5th at the Red Gates Art Society, 1965 Main Street. And yeah, it's a fun time. Doors are only $10. Or pay what you can if $10 is too much. And
what, you mean it only costs $10 for a door?
yeah, it's grab the mic.
Wait, you had a question?
It only costs $10 for a door?
Most affordable door store in the whole city. But yeah, I recommend everyone come. I feel like this is my second year organizing Shindig, and I'm always surprised at the amount of new bands that like crop up every year. Like, I'm like, oh, what if we run out? But it's like an infinite supply of like people starting new musical projects, which is very nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. Come support your favorite local bands. But right now, we're going to play a song from the artists performing next week, which are Dawson Forsey,
Hope Slide, Goats and Lasers,
and Devin Parkin.
Yeah.
So here's Get Out by Dawson Forsey.
Hello, we are experiencing some mild technical difficulties. In the meantime, I can maybe try and describe the bands to the people. I feel like next week's lineup is going to be super eclectic, which is fun. Devin Parkin is very like synth heavy. If you came to Victory Square Block Party, you may have seen them. They performed there. And then Hope Slide, I feel like it's kind of more theatric, which is cool. And I feel like it's something that is lacking from a lot of music, like the drama of it all, which is fun.
And they're a six piece. They have a violinist if you're into strings.
Very layered. Yeah. And then Dawson Forsey is kind of like a alt country vibe. And Goats and Lasers make cool music. I haven't listened to it in like 3 weeks, but I don't know, eclectic, fun, good music.
And then the third night, it's more like very indie, I feel like.
Yeah, I think the third night we got Ramen Fog, The Houseplants, Cat Larceny, and Bloom Effect. There's gonna be lots of pedals involved. I feel like lots of fuzzy guitars,
too many guitar boards, no pedal boards. Jesus, a lot of pedal boards.
And then on the fourth night, we'll have Wart. Yaris. I don't know if it's Yaris Paris or Yaris Paris. That doesn't make sense. Yaris Paris makes sense. Feedlot and Danier Darling, who also played Victory Square Block Party.
Yeah.
Closing out Shindig. And yeah, I don't know.
I know. What's been time. Like really interesting is like how many of these band members are like students. They're like UBC students or, I don't know, other universities. It's, I don't know, it's interesting to see how people balance like a creative thing.
Creative endeavors and like academics.
Yeah.
I feel like UBC is a good place to meet people. It's just so much easier to meet people in general when you're a student because you're forced to be in the same place. Whereas I feel like once you graduate, it's kind of harder to meet new people because you have to put in a lot of effort to like establish relationships and like friendships or musical relationships, I suppose. So in my brain, it makes sense that there's a lot of UBC bands that compete. And it's great because it gets all the students out to the shows.
Yeah. And I guess we have like BVP where like people get rooms to practice.
Yeah.
And such.
Yeah, there's a Blank Vinyl project who have a space for student bands to perform. They also like facilitate, I think, mixers for people to meet. So they like put their names down and what instruments they play. And then they can like network and meet other students who are interested in making music. So yeah, that's a very useful resource that is on campus that kind of facilitates people who are interested in performing.
For the community members, wondering
if you could share, if you know the location or address?
Of the shows or of BVP? The show is at Redgate Art Society, 1965 Main Street, which is on Fraser and Broadway. It's about, I don't know, 5 to 7 minute walk from the 99 stop at Fraser and Kingsway. It's right on the 3. It's right on the 8.
Yeah.
It's also pretty close to the Main Street Science World Expo stop. So
yeah, it's also like really easy to get there on the 84. It's like a 2 minute walk from the 84.
Yeah. Also the 84. So
perfect. And what is this? The, it sounded like BBC, but actually
BVP. So yeah, BVP. Redgate is where Shindig is being hosted, which is CITR's Battle of the Bands. BVP is the Blank Vinyl Project, which is a UBC club for students where they facilitate people starting bands and performing. And they have a lot of events like Goose Hunt, which is their annual festival kind of thing. And I think they also host like open mics and stuff. Yeah. Do we have a song that we'd like to play?
I am pulling that up right now. I tried to log in to Spotify, but it's not allowing me to do that.
That is okay.
It is right now. Whose account was it on? It's on Dawson Forsey. Okay.
Dawson Forsey. We're gonna be listening to a song off of his latest project, Howdy Stranger.
Are we?
Yes. You can pick anyone you like.
We are going to play Don't Believe Me by Dawson Forsey.
Here it is.
Don't believe me.
That was Don't Believe Me by Dawson Forzi, who's going to be performing at Shindig next week.
Yes. November the 14th.
Yes. And now we're going to play... Comes and Goes by Devin Parkin, who will also be performing at Shindig next week.
November 14th.
Every Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radio Land. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, of the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon, on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.
On November 14th, MRG Live presents St. Paul and the Broken Bones with special guest Maggie Rose, live at the historic Vogue Theater. Don't miss your chance to catch this eight-piece soul band playing music from their latest release, Angels in Science Fiction. The show is all ages, and tickets are on sale now. Head to admitone.com and search for St. Paul and the Broken Bones to get yours.
Students of UBC, join us. Join the SSN, a collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find Someone with whom to collaborate. Someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. SSN@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Awesome. That was Comes and Goes by Devin Parkin. He will be at Shindig next week.
Awesome.
Yep. Next up, we have Goats and Lasers. We're going to hear the song Hiccup from Golden Oldies by Goats and Lasers, who will be at Shindig
next week. Tuesday, November 14th.
At Redgate Art Society.
1965 Main Street.
A busted sandal, help me, Doc. I feel like I'm a hiccup. I slow myself down, then pick myself up again. I'm so lost, where do I begin?
Hiccup by Goats and Lasers, and we have one more song for you from Hope's Line, which is the fourth band playing next week at our annual Battle of the Bands, which would be next Tuesday, would be the second day out of the four.
Yep.
This is Autumn Softly by Hope's Line.
City at noon is dark. Or must you come around here? I've been on my best behavior most of the night. Why do you feel just to come and take me away? I thought that if I
Turn all your curses to song that you're howling with me. That you're howling with me. In every autumn, I pray you'll pardon me. No matter how many pumpkins I carve, I still can't claw you out of my heart. It's insidious, like many foods you take through my chest. Into my eyes, into my throat, just a scream would swell. So swallow the phlegm, shut my voice from the world. Now, like a best scientist, this peace of mind for the time. It's getting gray. I can see the fire burning on the tree line every night. When I close my eyes and dream of sleeping peacefully, going away. God is changing. I beg you for a nodding softly.
That was Autumn Softly by Hopesline, which is one of the bands competing at our annual Battle of the Bands called Shindig. You should all join us next week on Tuesday. At doors are at 8. Music starts at 8:30 to 9. Come support your local bands. And thank you for listening to our Shindig special. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.